Well, it was an exciting win for our football team. I can't say enough about our guys. Anytime you look at your preparation, you know, coming off of the Thursday night game, and I talked about this a little bit last night with the team. I think of all 63 players. We've got a bunch of guys moving parts and to get through the week and prepare for this game. And we talked about being a little bit of a bumpy ride. And you're always looking for different ways to emphasize keys to each game. And we felt this game was going to come down to, time possession, tackling, the turnover ratio. And if you go throughout, I thought their offense played extremely well. You know, their commitment to running the football was a challenge. We had a number of different players going in and out. We were, back in and out of different personnel groups, and I just thought our defense just kept battling. Special teams, we did a good job there. Really Mason kicking that ball out of the end zone there was huge. And in the offense, we felt really confident coming in here and be able to score some points. So you didn't have the number of series there early. I was able to get the time possession back to a little more balance in the second half and point points up. Demaryius Randall's playing the game, huge. That's the one turnover in the game. Great play by Demaryius and Aaron Rodgers on a two-minute drill. I just don't know what else to say about him. I got to expand my vocabulary. Just a great job by Aaron. The whole, structure of the two-minute offense and just handling the Dallas was aggressive with the two-man and the pressure. And, the scramble play was big, and obviously the touchdown throw was outstanding. So. Excellent win. We're excited to be 4-1. We just got to get our guys home and get ready for Minnesota. So with that, I'll take your questions.
What are your thoughts on Aaron Jones and the performance he had out there today?
Very proud of Aaron Jones. Earned the opportunity to start today, and he produced. That's what you look for in all your players, especially your young guys. This was his first chance to take a big load in the run game, and I thought he played outstanding. I love his running style. Very productive. Great job.
Hey, Coach, linking up arms for the game, just your thoughts on that, and how much longer do you think that these types of things will continue?
Well, I can only speak on our focus. We respect the flag. We respect the national anthem, and just showing, unity as a football team.
Again, did you have any sense that there was any chance Devonta Adams would be able to play? And at what point did you know that was a realistic possibility?
You never really know, because when a player is in the concussion protocol. But, I just felt good about where Devonta was, especially after the, after the injury. So, he practiced a little bit, there on Thursday or Wednesday. They worked him back in and after Saturday when he was cleared, I felt that he was ready to go.
Mike, you talked about how these guys don't blink in certain situations, 21-6 in the second quarter. Just describe what things were like on the sideline at that point.
It really didn't change. Just a lot of football left to play. We talked about it at halftime. We knew, our goal was at 21-6. It was to get one going in and one coming out. So that's what we stayed focused on offensively. And defense, we just felt we had to win the conversion down. Their production on third and fourth down there in the first half was the thing we were focused on. And we knew they were going to stay committed to the run, and they did. So, nothing really changed.
Mike, what was the thought process on going from two in the last drive?
Well, I think look at the numbers, thank you.
Was that just a chart call
or? Coach's decision.
When you got the ball back at the end, did you flashback at all to the playoff game here?
No, I wasn't thinking about the playoff game. Just thinking about winning this game, getting 4-1.
Was anything said on your sideline?
About the playoffs?
About that game, about that last game here, was there anything?
No, we're focused on the down and distance and play call and, focus on the game. Jordy Nelson was being evaluated there at the end, so I don't really have anything for you, but I don't think it's. I'm not sure exactly where he is.
Was there any communication from Mason after the two misses, the extra points? Did he communicate anything to you?
No, not really. Just, you don't really have time to go through that, those types of things, especially, since the new rule is speeding up. So that's what Monday's for. So we'll evaluate everything.